from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It is the WIB Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera. Rhea Hughes, Dan Wilson hanging out, playing some Beatles in the morning. Nothing wrong with that. We're always all right with that. 215-592-9494. Let's get to as many calls as we can. We got one more hour to go. Joe and Hugh coming up next. Let's go back to the phones and talk to our buddy Jeremy in Syracuse. What up, Jer?
Good morning, everybody. How are we doing today?
Doing great, Jeremy.
So, first things first, as the representative from Syracuse that calls the show, I do not appreciate the Johnny Flynn slander this morning. That was not on my bingo card this morning.
yeah, that I can, you know, it wasn't Johnny Flynn's fault. That's all I'll say. You know, you can't
definitely
blame him.
Not. I got to remind Drew of Westchester every time I talk to him about the 6 overtime game against UConn that the Huskies did not
allow. Buddy, I love it.
But I wanted to talk Birds and Phillies. For the Birds, I thought the preseason game went well. I'm hoping Jake Elliott's performance was just a fluke because that got me a little nervous to see him miss a couple of symbol-ish kicks. But I'm excited to see more of the fringe guys who are going to hopefully round out the rest of this roster because, as we know, the offense, at least, is very, very top-heavy when it comes to the talent, I think.
Yeah, the depth, I mentioned this to you last week, John. I think if I had to pick my biggest overall concern with the team, it's probably the depth, you know, just across the board.
I don't know. We don't know the depth yet.
Well, that's
like,
the
issue. I didn't know Will Shipley at all. I expected him to perform at a lower level than what I saw. Like, Will Shipley was way beyond my expectations.
Yeah.
A lot of these young guys, you know, maybe they'll surprise us when they get out there, like Johnny Wilson, a rookie
line
who
depth,
will play this
third
year.
Third wide receiver. I hope Johnny Wilson's good. He's a 6th round pick.
I'm excited about the third wide receiver
thing.
Yeah,
I am too. But
Paris Campbell was shockingly explosive and gigantic when I saw
him. He hasn't had a good camp, and he's been hurt a lot. So
How about Britton Covey?
Especially offense. If I'm relying on Britton Covey as a wide receiver, I think we've got a real problem.
The third receiver's probably not on this roster.
Yeah, I think might not be, Rhea. I agree with you. So I
don't know that.
I do have depth issues. The offensive line, the defensive line, third wide receiver.
Defensive
like,
line for sure.
There are issues for me there, Jeremy.
Yeah, for sure. The offensive line is my big worry because I think that this team, this offense especially, is only going to go as the offensive line can take them.
Yeah, and the ceiling is so freaking high for this
confident
offense with the talent they have. You are confident.
With the offensive line.
I am confident with four-fifths of it. Like, I have no idea if Mekhi Becton can play guard, can play anything in the NFL. He might not be an NFL player, but I certainly don't know that that gargantuan human being can play guard. We're going to find
out. Looks like he's winning the spot, though.
Oh, I think he's got the spot right now. Yeah, I just don't know that he can play guard. We'll find out.
I want to see Trevor Keegan in that spot.
Me too, buddy. Free Keegan.
But free Keegan, the point is, we have some options there. I like Keegan a lot, too. I like what Tyler Steen did. He moves people in the run game. And by the way, he's got a nice punch in pass protection.
John, it doesn't
as well.
Seem like the Eagles like Tyler Steen.
Somebody
That's my
said
biggest
he still
problem.
Looks injured.
That's my biggest problem with Tyler Steen is I don't think the Eagles like him. Like, I don't think they're that into him. I mean, he came in, had the job. He got hurt here and there, but had the job. Has already lost it to Becton. Like,
we
I remember during the offseason when they asked Nick
the
about the
Becton.
Offensive lineman and they asked about the guard position, he mentioned everyone except Steen. I was like, that's not good. Like, it just, I just don't think they're huge Tyler Steen fans. I really don't, Jeremy.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
That's the vibe I get. Jerry, you got go ahead.
I had a quick thing on the Phillies, and it's nothing new to anybody. I mean, they're completely failing the eye test to me. They need to be better, flat out.
Yeah, without a
stop
doubt.
Stop looking for excuses for these guys. Exceeding expectations. To keep with the Phillies, how about the Diamondbacks in the playoffs last year taking them out?
I can tell you what is definitely not going to be a winning answer. I will vote for every other answer over that
one,
Jeremy.
I'll vote for anything over
that. Yeah, anything. I'm sorry. Like, that is just not
Coach D?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Coach D gets the vote over that.
Coach D, to 100 times I will vote for over the D-backs. That's for damn sure. Let's talk to our buddy Ed in Phoenixville. Yo, Ed.
Morning, guys. How's everyone going?
Doing well, Ed. I didn't know how to answer that. It sounded like, how is everyone going, or how is everything? I really didn't know what to say there.
Yeah, do better.
Give me a break. I haven't had my coffee yet. I got caught between two different greetings that just didn't turn out.
John's
well,
a stickler for words. Like, if you say words wrong with John, he's going to call him.
My bad. Yeah,
like, he will go. Like, it almost is like a reflex for him. Like, he can't help it. Be
yeah,
like,
I don't. Yeah,
you
right.
said that word
I tried,
wrong.
I'm
That's
trying
wrong.
To limit it.
Yeah.
It must be something to compensate for that andropause or whatever.
You're right.
By
that
the way,
is exactly the term.
There is a male menopause joke in Deadpool and Wolverine.
No way.
I was dying. I was like, no freaking way. Are you kidding me? Is there really?
It is real, man. It's real. It is real. This is validation.
Yeah.
Unite.
I was
together, strong andropause. Sorry.
I was pretty encouraged by Friday's game. Elliott didn't like Nolan Smith. There were two plays, which, I mean, yes, they're against, frankly, most of the plays are against Baltimore's backups. But how he was initially showed sort of a pass coverage look and then snuck in and kind of confused the heck out of that tackle, I think there's a lot of things that they can run off of that. I mean, Jim Johnson kind of made his bones with his own blitz. And I think if, you know, Fangio can incorporate some of those concepts with Smith, he certainly has the athleticism to do it.
Yeah, he does. He also has the athleticism to just go get him. Yeah, but and I think that's probably what we're going to see more of with Nolan Smith and Vic Fangio. He doesn't want to get too exotic with things, but you know, when he is playing outside linebacker, which is what he's doing when we're in a base defense, you know, the 3-4, he's going to be dropping into coverage, you know, dropping to the hook curl at times or whatever, dropping to the flat, depending on what it looks like. He's got to do a lot of things that require versatility. Pass rush is the one thing that matters the most that I still haven't seen enough of. I still need to see him dominate some people and use his hands better and separate a little more and really use his length to his advantage more than he has.
Ed, you got a exceed expectations for us?
One of the irrefutable successes of the process has to be TJ McConnell, right?
That's a good answer. Yeah, he definitely. I mean, he's made himself some money.
Yes,
had a nice
he has.
Career. Yeah, yep. I'd love to have him on the Sixers.
Me too.
Bring TJ back. He was bringing it in the playoffs for the Pacers.
And by the way, once upon a time, remember when we turned to TJ instead of Ben
in
the playoffs?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, for sure.
We trusted him more than we did
the
Ben
NBA
with the ball in his hands.
Yeah, I mean, I think TJ McConnell's NBA career is going to be a lot longer than Ben Simmons's.
And the only reason he had a career is because Ben Simmons got hurt in the summer league.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, how about that? TJ McConnell, that's a good answer. He definitely exceeded expectations.
I really like that answer.
Yeah, let's go to Chuck in Havertown. What up, Chuck?
Hey, everybody. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question about the Phillies game yesterday and then an Eagles question. But first, about the Phillies, I still think they'll be fine. I think it's just on the hitting with Harper and Turner. I think that's the main thing. And the other hitters, too. And I don't know if it's the approach of just a home run. I don't think so. But you see Alec Boehm, and it's amazing that the number of doubles he's had. He's the only one that's kind of had his head above water.
Stayed consistent. Said, yeah, I mean, yeah. Schwarber, too. Him and Schwarber are really the only two guys who we've been able to count on throughout this whole
Schwarber
stretch.
Schwarber, you can't miss an at-bat by him now.
Yeah, he's been awesome. Yeah, but, I mean, yeah, you're right. At times, everyone else in the lineup has really struggled.
Yeah, but I think he'll get better, and I think it's good, even though it hasn't turned out well yet, like the young pitchers, although occasionally you've gotten lit up lately, are getting experience. And that leads me to my question. I didn't get his name because I was kind of watching the game. The center fielder that played yesterday.
Cal Stevenson.
So I assume he came from up
the minors.
Way.
Yep.
How come Rojas didn't – not that it would have made a difference at all, but I guess is Rojas going to be the center fielder pretty much or –
No, well, I mean, I think Marsh is going to be the center fielder, theoretically. It'll be Marsh and then Hayes when Hayes is back, but I think they're just filling spots with Hayes out. I think it'll be Rojas more than Stevenson, but, you know, against a righty, you've got a chance that they're going to put Stevenson in there. So.
Right, okay. Well, again, I think they'll be fine. I'm not panicked. Nobody likes the loss, and the sloppiness is not good. Like, you know, Marsh made a bad error, and he's usually not like that. But anyway,
And it carried over. It carried over from one day to the next. Like that feels
like
unusual for me.
Yeah, they gave up a run on a wild pitch or pass ball, and anyway, kind of all snowball. Just the thing is now, like they're going to win the division, but the bigger thing is these wild card teams: the Mets, the Padres, the Diamondbacks. They're not just 500. They're like 6-5 games over 500.
Well, yeah, the Mets after the Diamondbacks have the second most wins since the All-Star break. Right now, though, neither the Mets or the Braves are in the playoffs. Right now, I believe.
Right.
Actually, it's pretty close. I think the Cardinals are ahead of the Mets for that last spot right now. I think they are. So I know the Diamondbacks and the Padres are both in right now for sure. I'm just not sure who that sixth seed is. I have the skit. Hold on one sec.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the first two seeds are very important.
It's big, Chuck. It is big. So
and the Eagles question, if you okay, yeah, we're gonna say.
So the Mets and Cardinals are both out. Wow, look at that. So yeah, Arizona, San Diego. Oh, so those are the two wild card teams, and then the three division. No, so there should be one more.
Milwaukee, I guess.
Well, Milwaukee's in. The Phillies are in right now. If the season ended, the Dodgers, the Diamondbacks, the Padres. So no, it would be the Mets. Oh, I'm sorry, the Braves.
Yeah.
No, it's Braves. The Braves by a half game. The Braves are a half game in the playoffs
today. You never know; they could easily turn this around.
It's it's tight, Chuck.
Would you want to face Atlanta in a first out?
I actually would. I think Atlanta's
with the two
not
lefties?
Very good. Yeah,
but,
I'm not scared.
I'm not talking about their offense. I'm talking about their pitching.
Oh yeah, Max Fried has been horrible. I mean, he just got roughed up yesterday. In general, I'm not. I think the Braves are cooked. Like I'm not. The Braves scare me. I'd rather face the Braves than the Mets. I think. Like I'm not scared of the Braves right now. I think the Braves are kind of. I wouldn't be surprised if the Braves didn't make the playoffs. If I had to bet, I would bet on the Braves not making the playoffs as of today. Like, I think they're floundering. But look, the Braves are still the Braves, and they do have talent with Olsen and Ozuna, and they got dudes. So I could see an argument for not wanting to face the Braves. They just don't scare me as much as, like,
no,
the Diamondbacks.
They don't
Padres
scare me
do right
either.
Now.
I mean, imagine our team if we lost, I don't know, Bryce and Wheeler or something. Like, that really does put a crimp in our style.
Chuck, you got who or what exceeded expectations?
Yeah, just an Eagles question real quick.
Sure.
If I could. Yeah. So I too will wait till the season kind of shakes. I didn't watch any of the preseason game, but I heard that Jeremiah Trotter Jr. had a great game. What's his – see, that's the thing. We don't know how the depth will shake out. what's his status? Is he going to make?
Yeah, I think he's going to make the team. He's looking pretty good to make the team right now. Yes, I think he'll be one of the four or five linebackers they keep.
Yeah. Okay. I was just curious. Anyway, I don't know if anybody mentioned the 1985 Villanova Wildcats.
Oh, it's another good answer. Wow. Yeah, that is definitely a good answer. They certainly exceed expectations. Let's round out the Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. The all new Chevrolet Traverse has arrived. And Armin has them in stock. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. John Ritchie, how do you think the voting came out? What's your level of concern with the Phillies right now? Your options, very concerned, a little concerned, not concerned. How do you think the voting came out?
Jeez. I'm going to say very concerned wins this one, probably in a landslide. Like
it does win.
50%.
65% are very concerned. 31% are a little concerned. That means, as I said, it's right. Only 4% of people voting say they're not concerned at all, which you're going to get 3 or 4% on any poll for any side. So I think it's safe to say, you know, almost all of Phillies fans are more or less some level of concerned with how this team has played recently. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Mark in Downingtown. Mark, you concerned?
I am concerned, and thank you for taking my call. I hope everyone is well.
You bet, Mark.
Everyone has mentioned before about, you know, the bats are pressing, and I think that is impacting the pitching in a great deal. I think if the bats would just kind of choke up, slow down a little bit, I just think the pitchers are, the starting pitching in particular, are pressing and trying too hard because they're not getting the run support that they deserve.
Yeah, I think it all is kind of working in tandem with each other where, you know, like we've talked about, I think hitters are pressing because they are struggling and then they're going up and trying to hit the ball at the ballpark. And I think pitchers, when you go out knowing that your offense is struggling and knowing like I got to go out and I got to carry the team today, I think that's an added level of pressure. Pitchers could be pressing too. I think when it's all going bad, it seems to kind of filter its way throughout the club.
And I've heard people kind of closing the book on Bryson Stott. I'm not. I just think he needs a little change of scenery. I'd like to see him sit for a while. I don't know who you would replace him with.
Like we said already, I think we're at the point where I would do a platoon and I would play Sosa against lefties. Yeah. But, yeah, look, I'm not out on Stott, certainly not long-term, and not even fully this season. But to the point I made before, it's not like he's just going through something. Stott has been bad all year. Like, at no point this year has Bryson Stott looked anything close to what he was last year.
All right. And before I give my answer, may I just make a Joe DeCamera comment?
Always, Mark. Always.
I missed part of Drew's from Westchester's call. I apologize. But I think he had mentioned that Joe should probably have to produce for a week or so. I support that. I think that would be phenomenal radio.
Yeah, it could be. It could be some train wreck radio, Mark. It has some potential. Mark, you got exceeded expectations?
I do, yes. As far as life expectancy goes, Keith Richards has exceeded
my expectations. Wow. What a great answer. Yeah. That is one of my favorite answers we've gotten today. The meme every year, it comes out on Keith Richards' birthday where it's him with his two daughters or whatever, and it's the joke is always like, these are Keith Richards' daughters. They're going to leave everything to him when they die.
That's not right.
It's just like, it's Keith Richards, man. It's something wild. That guy's just, some people just got it, and he definitely has it. Let's talk to our buddy Scott in King of Prussia. How you been, Scotty?
Greetings, team. Good morning.
What's up, Scott?
Things are going well, but not going well for the Phillies, unfortunately. Only message I can say to everybody is just remember that the current history over the past couple of years, they've done this not to this level and maybe not for this long, but when we get to the playoffs or the end of the year, that's when the lights have gone on for this team. Until that doesn't happen, I'm going to keep the faith. I'm going to hang in there. I'm going to stick with that 31% that thinks they're going to come out of it. And until they don't do it, I'm going to assume they are going. That light's going to come on. That's kind of where I am at with the Phils.
And look, they have ratchet. Granted, it's ended poorly, but they have been able to bring it in the playoffs the last couple of years until it you know came to an abrupt halt. But they have shown that for the most part, these guys have stepped up in big spots. But you know, we need them to be able to make it last all the way through October into November.
Yes, Totally. And then another thing I just wanted to mention, it is great to hear all the voices of everybody in the morning with Joe not being there. I think when Joe comes back, you need to put him on a word count, the same way that you put pitchers on a pitching count. We need to limit his words, and that way everybody can kind of do what they're doing. What do you think?
Do you want to be the one to?
Yeah, you.
Tell
were you
going to
call in and tell him that, Scott? Because we can nominate you for sure if you want to call in and take that on.
I have no problem doing that. Somebody's got to keep Joe in check, so I do that every now and then, and I have no problem doing that whatsoever. So we'll do that.
That good. Sounds like a plan.
We're going to hold you to this, Scott.
Yeah,
yeah. This is
John,
good.
I have a question for you.
What do you got?
How do you get better at tackling if you don't practice tackling?
I don't know. They try to do the drill thing where right. they have pads that they pretend the pad is a person or a target that they can hit. I don't think it's as effective as just getting out there and scrimmaging and taking guys to the ground, but you risk injury. We are going to suffer as a tackling group for some period of time.
Well, the defense played, though. The defense played.
I get it, but it's just
if we're talking about tackling, didn't the defense play? Aren't we complaining about the offense not
they're
playing?
They're still not great at tackling, having not
right. But my point is, they like if we're going to talk about not playing in the preseason, hurting the team, tackling is probably not the best angle to go with. It'd be the offense and not.
But they're
being
still not in like in season tackling form.
Well, no
when
one
they've
is.
Only
there's no team that's. It's not like starting defenses.
Defense.
Well, there's no defense playing
a
full half or whatever.
That you have to practice.
Sure, but the point is, the entire NFL is in this situation.
Yeah,
James. Here's
except the guys who tackle in practice.
But no
like
team
takes,
tackles every
some
practice.
Do.
Not that's James, not true. Go ahead.
Sure they do.
Thanks. It seems like it takes the Eagles until about the fourth game. And now
it takes the whole NFL, Scott. That ever since they changed these rules, like that's what we say it every year, Scott. Every year, the first month of the season, the football looks less crisp. It looks less tight than it used to.
Right.
There are tackling issues, and we're like, oh, that's because of the collective bargaining agreement. It's because they can't do as much as they used to. It happens every single year. With
but
team.
as a creative coach and as a former coach, it's your job to find a way to get around that.
Every team in the NFL is facing this, though. Like it's just what it is. You know, I get your point.
I mean, it is a major obstacle. The way
it really is. It just seems like the sloppiness of the first four games could be avoided. And at some point, there's going to be a creative coach that comes along that's going to figure this out. It's going to find a way to incorporate hitting into preseason. And they're going to be ready game one.
We'll see.
Be fourth game ready.
So. All right, Scott, you got who or what exceed expectations?
I do. This product, it's more of a European product, but it's been brought to our attention more in the USA.
I think I know where you're going here.
It's totally being overworked, but it is exceeding expectations. Joe's bidet.
I saw where that was going. I had an inkling you were going there. It's being overworked in there is a good line.
Probably, yeah.
But, oh, God, I can't even imagine.
With him on break?
Like, if I, you know.
Is that the break? Is that the purpose of the break?
If you could choose to be an inanimate object, that would be the last one of all the inanimate objects.
Ew.
Horrible. 215-592-9.
The bidet really came from behind there.
But bump. All right.
What are you
doing? We're going to regroup. No more bidet talk. We got one more segment to go. We're going to get to as many calls as you can. Time's yours coming up as well. It's the morning show.
These sidewalks are roasting. We've got swimming pools boiling over. Even the thermometers are too hot to handle. Fortunately, Colonial Marble and Granite is here to help you beat the heat with stone cold savings on the region's widest selection of natural and fabricated stone. Right now, you can get 20% off fully installed countertops starting at $2,999 plus a 23-inch stainless steel sink on them. Colonial Marble and Granite's expert specialists will fully install up to 40 square feet of promotional marble, natural stone, and quartz. With Colonial's comprehensive service, they'll be there with you from start to finish, from design and fabrication to delivery and installation, so you can just chill out and let them do the work. Visit a Colonial showroom in Philadelphia, King of Prussia, or Harrisburg to discover their high-quality selection of natural and engineered materials and take advantage of these discounts. But don't delay. The sun sets on these savings on Monday, August 19th. Restrictions apply. Visit colonialmarble.net for details.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse left pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, Phil Collins in the house, huh? How about it? 215-592-9494. It is the morning show. James Seltzer for Jody Cameron, John Ritchie, Ree Hughes, Dan Wilson. Hanging out with you for another segment. Joe and Hugh coming up next. Let's get some calls. Before we get out of here, let's talk to our buddy Lou in Swedesboro. Hey, Lou.
Good morning, everybody. Couple of things. First of all, John, I needed you Saturday. I was listening to Elliot and Seltzer, as I try to do on Saturdays, and It was a full Sirianni fanboy event. There was no reality. It was just about...
What do you mean?
No. Well, yes, Elliot is very high on Nick, but no. Well, Lou, what it was that I and we talked about this with John. I think that people have gone way too far with the "what does he do here" stuff. I think it's outrageous.
Well, that's exactly the word you used, outrageous.
Yeah, I think it's outrageous. He's the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. He almost won a Super Bowl 2 years ago, Lou.
With coordinators that are both gone.
Yes, and you know what? He's got good coordinators now. That's my whole point, is that Lou, every time that Nick Sirianni has had two good coordinators, he's gone to the Super Bowl. Just say
every time.
One time he didn't have to worry about play calling, and he had good coordinators, and they went to the Super Bowl.
Wouldn't
so
it be
he's one
cool
for
if
one.
He could have done the play calling.
One for I don't care. I never cared. We just vehemently disagree on this.
He told us he was a football expert.
He didn't tell us anything. They hired him.
He told us that. He really did tell us that.
I am very happy with him being a CEO type coach. I'm fine with that.
Are you happy with him giving the weather as an excuse?
I don't think it was his. I think that
I'm not like, sure.
I think they should have set him up better.
That's
you know,
the point.
It doesn't bother me. I don't like again. Like that part of it. They almost won a Super Bowl with this guy. Like They literally came as close as you can come to winning a Super Bowl without winning a Super Bowl with Nick Sirianni as that coach.
So
I'm just saying.
So you're okay with the fact that we speculate that he did not
I just
have
said I was okay.
The
yeah.
choice.
I don't care whether Howie Roseman
Jalen
and Jeffrey Lurie run the show.
The
I'm fine with that. They've done a great
I'm not,
job of it. Well,
because he's the head coach.
But they've run the show for a long time here.
I
won the
know.
Super Bowl with Howie Roseman running the show. Doug Peterson was the same exact type of thing until he won the Super Bowl and then he got a little power and whatever. But like they won the Super Bowl with Howie Roseman
and
Jeffrey Lurie calling the shots and picking a head coach who would do what they wanted him to.
They also collapsed last season.
He's not here
anymore.
But that doesn't mean because it got too out of control
because
the
Doug,
wrong way.
Because
like the
Doug
coach,
didn't
the
want
head
them to
coach
pick his
needs
job.
To
coach,
have the power, man.
No, he doesn't. He
the
doesn't.
Head
we won
coach
a Super Bowl without
matters.
It. Of course he matters, but we won a Super Bowl with Howie Roseman and Jeffrey Lurie calling
that
the shots.
That's replicable.
It is what it is. That's the way it works here in Philly, and I'm fine with it. It is. We have made the playoffs 6 out of 7 years. We won a Super Bowl. We went to the Super Bowl and almost won it a little over a year and a half ago. Like, these guys are pretty good at running a show. I'm not. I don't care if my head coach can like
okay,
overrule my GM.
You can turn a blind eye all you want. I'm
blind
not.
Eye, we win. What are you talking about?
This
like,
guy
just
is
because,
not respected.
Just
by
because
the team.
You, it's a, it
the
was a certain way
be.
When you were in the NFL, and that this is how it runs. And the head coach doesn't mean that's the only way to win. We've seen other ways to win in this city.
Mm-hmm. And
point
we've
blank.
Also seen the way we can lose when a team. Doesn't have the proper guidance.
And even then, they haven't lost that bad. Like, they've had one bad year in seven. Like, one horrendous year in seven. I mean, it's just a fact. Lou, you got an answer for who or what exceeded expectations?
John, did you miss the first 10 games when we barely won? I would say David Letterman, or actually, let me give you a better answer. Cellular telephones. The thing I'm on now, nobody would have imagined that everybody would have one when they started.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, it's not the heart of what we're going for there. I get your point, but yeah, I don't think we just knew enough to know whether or not that. I don't think people are like, there's no chance.
Emerging technology.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I think they probably did make a mistake not firing Sirianni with the Hurts and Sirianni dynamic and all that, but. Do I think that Nick Sirianni can work with two good coordinators? Yes, because I have seen it work. I have literally seen them go 14-3 and almost win the Super Bowl with this exact setup.
What if it could be better with someone who actually augmented the coordinators?
I've seen them win the Super Bowl, almost win the Super Bowl with this exact setup.
Okay.
Again, like
maybe that's a win.
Look, he's here. He's here. Like,
but
the point is
the
they
choice,
can win
but
with
the
him.
Choice, you
it's
make
over,
the
though.
Choice
you got
to
go past
to
that.
Keep him
it's
or
over,
not.
Though. It's done. They made the choice. Jeffrey Lurie.
You can still correct the choice
you've
made.
You're going to fire him now?
No, but I'm saying at some point this season when things turn bad,
what if they
don't think that's not going to be an option.
You think they're going to be good this
year?
Hold
on, do you think it's possible if they're not that they would not fire Nick
Sirianni? Oh, I think Nick is absolutely gone if they're bad. I don't even think there's a question. But you
so that says a lot, doesn't it?
Do you think they're going to be good this year? Do you expect them to win the division?
I sure hope so, yes.
Not hope. What do you expect? We do. We
yes,
predict it.
We've talked
so
about this.
So then Nick Sirianni's probably not going anywhere. So we might as well get used to the fact that he's that good.
That's what's
if they're
so
good
frustrating because they've built a false.
But you also think
creation.
They're going to be good with him at the head.
I don't think he's a good coach.
But you think they're going to be good. You think they're going to win the division.
So I think we could be better if we had a good coach.
215-592-9494. Will in the Northeast. Willie.
My friend is dying. Good morning.
What's up, Will?
Good morning, Voltron. Hey, Rhea, you taking Joe's spot today.
that's an upgrade, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But listen, I'm not worried about the Phillies. See, like I said, like with certain players, they get hot at a certain time. So you already know Bryce is going to finish out. You dig what I'm saying? It's all about when he starts to finish out, the rest of the team fall in. I want to say, the
wow.
game of chess is over now. Now we playing chess, right? And you know, when you playing chess, you got to sacrifice certain pieces to get to the queen. So that's what we got to start doing. We got to start playing sacrifice ball.
We've been losing at checkers and chess or whatever it is we've been playing. I think
doesn't
we've been
matter.
Playing like trouble or something. Like we're playing the wrong game.
It's not that we're in trouble. Right now, like I said, we got to strategize. And like I said, when they start, what I said, you got to play small ball against the big hitter teams. And that's what they did against the Dodgers. That's when they pulled it out. Everybody started just hitting, getting on base, and bringing people home. That's what you got to do against the big hitter teams. Now, these next two teams, yeah, that's what we do. We're going to smack them around all around the board. You want to knock these teams out of the way. Huh. But the whole thing is, let's not start worrying. These guys is going to fall in line.
Well, we definitely got to worry a little bit. I get your point, and there's positivity, and I appreciate it, but, like, you can't have your head in the sand.
Oh, listen, but, you know, and this is another thing I said, too, and I've been saying it, and I don't know if y'all catching on to it. Last season, like I said, the batters, the pitchers depended on the batters, and now it seemed like the batters is dependent on the pitchers, because the last games I've been watching, when our pitching is good, so is the batters. You know what I'm saying? So it's like they feeding off the pitching, and that's when we start to get our spark. You know what I mean?
But well, maybe I think ideally that's the way it should work. It just doesn't feel like we've been getting much spark anywhere. I mean, really, except against the Dodgers. You know,
yeah, that was it.
They're Let's really good.
I mean, look, they've lost eight of their last nine series. You know, I mean,
look how bad the pitching been, though.
Yeah, but it goes both ways. I get your point.
But it hasn't been that bad. The offense needs to be better. Everyone needs to be better. It's sloppy. The defense is bad. Everything needs to be improved, and it certainly can be.
Well, you got who or what exceeded expectations?
Oh, man. I don't know if anybody said it, but how about Buster Douglas?
Yeah, he did. It's more of like an upset, I suppose, than a, you know,
yeah,
it's like...
he never did it. I mean, did he do it?
Yeah,
that?
I think the exceed expectations. He in that one moment, that one fight, he exceeded expectations, I suppose. Let's talk to Ian. What up, Ian?
How are you doing, guys?
Doing well, Thanks. Ian.
I wanted to touch on this thing, the positive vibe things. It cost us at the break because they didn't bring anybody in for a bat.
We don't, honestly, I don't think that's why. I think it was more that the prices were high. I don't think it was a vibes thing, but they definitely care about it.
Well, if they were in it to win it, they would have done it. And Marchand going down instead of Stubbs, you know, I think Marchand's a better hitter. And, you know, that piece of it. And the last thing I want to say is nobody say anything about Rob Thompson. He's the one sitting on the bench watching.
Oh, I think Thompson's done a bad job lately. I'm with you. I've said that.
He's a coach that has to put the players where they can be successful, and he's not doing it. I mean, if you have to shake things up so the players know, wow, these things are getting shaken up. We need to do better.
Well, I think Rob Thompson seems like a very even-keeled guy, and I think that's why players like him so much. Mm-hmm. But I agree with that. At a certain point, you do have to react. You know, you can't stay even-keeled until you know, the boat sinks, so to speak. You know,
you just said eight out of the last nine series we lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's time for, you know, extraordinary reaction, like extemporary. What's the word I'm looking for? I can't remember the word I'm looking for. It really is time to pull the trigger. Yeah. You know, essentially, now it's dire. Let's get out of this hole.
Ian, you got who or what exceeded expectations?
I was going to say the underdog Phillies or Eagles from 2017.
Already said. Give us another answer.
Rangers from last year.
Sure.
Ooh,
getting very sportsy. Man. Yeah, we can do better than that. You know.
Come on, I went Lady Gaga.
Yeah,
and the
just an
born.
Underdog. You know, team is not the most thrilling answer. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a sec. Let's do what we do every single day at this time. Time's yours, brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I think we're ready to change this team's name from the Philadelphia Phillies to the Philadelphia Fool's Gold. This is like watching the Eagles season all over again. This team is in a massive rut, and they have absolutely no answers, and I have no confidence now. Time is yours.
Well, that's a downer of a call. Yeah, I get it. I wouldn't go that far, but you know, I get being down about the Phils after this weekend.
They played terribly. It felt like rock bottom.
Joel Hans Embiid is an Olympic gold medalist. And as he was getting that gold medal, and as he was being heckled by the French crowd and egging him on, and his teammates were egging him on, he was also egging on the anti-Embiid crowd, saying, hey, I have an Olympic gold medal around my bleeping neck. Time's yours.
Yeah, and you know, credit where due. You know, I know that he wasn't the best player on the team or the guy who made it all happen or whatever, but like, you know, we can't rip the guy forever and ever and ever when he keeps failing, and then when he actually wins something, not give him a little credit for it.
Just when the Phillies looked like they had it back together, they had to go to Arizona. That place has been a house of horrors for them forever. They can't win there. Something about the lighting, something about the desert, I don't know what it is, but no matter what, they can't win there.
Well, it's a really good team. They're tough-minded. They're fast. I mean, I think that presents all sorts of problems, too. It's just it's a unique team that's playing with a lot of confidence right now, and they're going to be a problem unless we start putting it together.
Do you know how difficult it is to live out here in Arizona, being from Philly and seeing the Arizona thinking Diamondbacks take out the Phillies? They can't blame the heat. They had the cover on. You think they would have came out with a chip on their shoulder because they took them out of the World Series last year? This is not schwagist out here times years.
Yeah, you ain't wrong. You ain't wrong. And I look, this Diamondbacks thing is getting annoying. You know, I'm
getting.
Yeah, is
I you're right. Annoying.
It is annoying. It's just like enough. I
do they
strongly dislike the Diamondbacks? I'm very anti-Diamondbacks.
Do they have our number?
So far, yeah.
I mean, you have to admit.
Now we took two or three when they were here. You know, you could say this season. I'm saying, but
the way that we match up against the Dodgers is the opposite true? The way we match up against the Diamondbacks
right now, you have to say the Diamondbacks as of now certainly have the Phillies number. Yeah, and with that, we shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Let's go to Winfield and talk to TR. Yo, TR.
Hey, man. Hey, everybody.
What's up, man? TR?
Hey, John. Man, has Hurst had any bad days during practice? I missed a couple of days.
No.
See, well, that's what I need.
I mean, at least,
there have been small days where he hasn't gotten many reps out at practice.
Exactly.
There was a day I was out there, I think it was last
Tuesday.
Week,
I was there too, yeah. I was frustrated
because the ones had, you know, like four reps in a period and then maybe six reps in the next period, and I just wanted to see more.
Yeah, because I'm concerned about, you know, how he gets when things not going bad for it. He sits down and starts pouting and don't want to, you know, rally the troops. So that's what I need. I want to see him. You know, I want to see some adversity during practice where, you know, things are not going right for him, because that's going to show up during the season, I think, man. Because I already showed last season how he just sat there.
Look, you know, the problem is that you don't get adversity in practice. It's scripted. The offensive coaches tell the defense what they want it to look like so they can practice against, you know, what they hope will happen in the game. It's sort of stilted. It's sort of a setup so that everyone's protected. And that's why I wanted to get, I don't know, 10, 15 reps in the first preseason game. It used to be, once upon a time, you know, it was a long time ago, but we would play in the third preseason game. We would sometimes go into the second half. The starters would go the whole first half into the second half, and I felt a lot more confident that we were ready for the season. After that preseason game, these guys, they're at least the offense, they'll have no idea that the operation time is going to be what it needs to be. Getting the plays from the press box to the coaches on the sideline to the huddle itself. Yeah, we have a lot. We were told it was 95% new offense. I'd like to get the reps. I'd like to see our quarterback under center, which we know he hasn't done a whole ton of. We got a lot to work on.
And that's going to show in this season, and if he hasn't had a bunch of under center during practice.
See, I think yes, you need to practice it to get it right. He has very little experience doing what they're going to ask him to do. You put the way that your hands are, like working with a new center, all of this is new.
Yeah, so that's going to show up. So now the chemistry is not even developed, so to speak, then. So you don't know the habits, you know, during –
every rep matters. Every rep helps all of that. So the more we can get, the better in my book.
TR, you got a who or what exceeded expectations?
Yeah, it's not a good outcome, but he got rich. Andrew Bynum, he never played a game, but he got super rich.
Yeah, so I guess he both exceeded his money expectations
and
whatever the opposite is as a player. All right, let's turn to give us an answer. Who or what exceeded expectations? Brian and Mount Laurel, what do you got, Bri?
This guy was a career-ending injury, fought through necrotizing fasciitis, Alex Smith.
Oh, yeah, coming back. That's a good one there. Jimmy and Trenton. Jimmy, you got a who or what exceeded expectations?
Yeah, I got George Washington turning the tide of the Revolutionary War in the winter of 76.
That's actually a pretty good answer there. That was, you know, not a
Joe
bad
was
answer.
Joe here, you might have a shot.
Yeah, that's right. Rob, Rob, give us an answer.
The amount of money that I spend for a budget for any home improvement project I ever do exceeds expectations every single time.
That's hilarious. That's a really good answer. Yeah, let's get one more in. Ryan in Southampton. Ryan, you got an answer?
Hey, how about Dude Perfect? A bunch of kids from Texas A&M doing everything all kids did, making videos.
Yeah, made a lot of money.
$400 million company.
Yeah, it's a good answer. It's a good answer.
Wow. Is it really worth that much?
Oh, yeah, Dude Perfect. They did good. Yeah.
Holy cow.
So a lot of great answers today, honestly. A 1980 Olympic team, Jason Kelsey, Tom Brady, Charlie Manuel. I thought the Steph Curry, even though the expectations were high, he exceeded them in the Olympics, was a fun answer. The 2017.
I love that answer.
I did too. Nick Foles obviously brought up. Keith Richards, in terms of living, was a very funny answer.
I thought TJ McConnell was a good one.
Where does everyone want to go with
Charlie
this?
Manuel?
Was a great one. Yeah.
Good one.
Or Steph in the spirit of the Olympic win, maybe?
Well, I think that was Steph, one of the more clever answers we got, because it was a lot of, like, you know,
but he's been
straight down the middle.
For so long.
Yeah. What do we think? Where are we voting?
You just said one, and I just...
Keith Richards.
I love Charlie Manuel. I love Steph Curry. Those are the two that I would choose from.
Okay, I was going to go Keith Richards.
I was going to go Keith Richards also.
All right, two votes for Keith.
That's,
you know,
fair.
I was leaning that way too. Let's go Keith Richards. Right, I think that's a winning answer. Mark in Downingtown, congratulations to Mark. All right, thank you to everyone who called in. Couldn't do the show without you. Thank you to Dan Wilson behind the glass, Justin Morgenstein doing a great job helping out the show. John, we'll be back tomorrow. Joe will return, we think. Joe will return tomorrow, so we'll see how that goes.
Imagine that.
Matt, what a thought. What a thought. Joe DiCamera working, so we'll see how that goes.
We'll see. Right?
Yeah, we'll see. Either way, we'll be back tomorrow for sure. Rhea as well. So
Great job, Jimmy.
Thanks, bud. I had a blast. For everyone, thank you for listening. Joe and Hugh coming up next.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling,
come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time's yours, brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I think we're ready to change this team's name from the Philadelphia Phillies to the Philadelphia Fool's Gold. This is like watching the Eagles season all over again. This team is in a massive rut, and they have absolutely no answers, and I have no confidence now. Time is yours.
Well, that's a downer of a call. Yeah, I get it. I wouldn't go that far, but I get being down about the Phils after this weekend.
They played terribly. It felt like rock bottom.
Joel Hans Embiid is an Olympic gold medalist. And as he was getting that gold medal, and as he was being heckled by the French crowd and egging him on, and his teammates were egging him on, he was also egging on the anti-Embiid crowd, saying, "Hey, I have an Olympic gold medal around my bleeping neck. Time's yours."
Yeah, and you know, credit where due. You know, I know that he wasn't the best player on the team or the guy who made it all happen or whatever, but like, you know, we can't rip the guy forever and ever and ever when he keeps failing, and then when he actually wins something, not give him a little credit for it.
Just when the Phillies looked like they had it back together, they had to go to Arizona. That place has been a house of horrors for them forever. They can't win there. Something about the lighting, something about the desert, I don't know what it is, but no matter what, they can't win there.
Well, it's a really good team. They're tough-minded. They're fast. I mean, I think that presents all sorts of problems, too. It's just it's a unique team that's playing with a lot of confidence right now, and they're going to be a problem unless we start putting it together.
Do you know how difficult it is to live out here in Arizona, being from Philly and seeing the Arizona stinking Diamondbacks take out the Phillies? They can't blame the heat. They had the cover on. You think they would have came out with a chip on their shoulder because they took them out of the World Series last year? This is not schwagist out here. Time's yours.
Yeah, you ain't wrong. You ain't wrong. And I look, this Diamondbacks thing is getting annoying. You know, I'm
getting.
Yeah, is it, you're right.
Annoying.
It is annoying. It's just like enough. I
do they
strongly dislike the Diamondbacks? I'm very anti-Diamondbacks.
Do they have our number?
So far, yeah.
You have to admit.
No, we took two or three when they were here. You know, you could say this season. I'm saying, but
the way that we match up against the Dodgers is the opposite true? The way we match up against the Diamondbacks.
Right now, you have to say the Diamondbacks as of now certainly have the Phillies number. Yeah, and with that, we shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Let's go to Winfield and talk to TR. Yo, TR.
Hey, man. Hey, everybody.
What's up, man? TR?
Hey, John. Man, has Hurst had any bad days during practice? I missed a couple of days.
No.
See, well, that's what I need.
I mean, at least know, like,
there have been small days where he hasn't gotten many reps out at practice.
Exactly.
There was a day I was out there, I think it was last
Tuesday.
Week,
I was there too, yeah. It was
and
like
I was
no
frustrated
reps.
Because the ones had, you know, like four reps in a period and then maybe six reps in the next period, and I just wanted to see more.
Yeah, because I'm concerned about, you know, how he gets when things not going bad for it. He sits down and starts pouting and don't want to, you know, rally the troops. So that's what I need. I want to see him. You know, I want to see some adversity during practice where, you know, things are not going right for him, because that's going to show up during the season, I think, man. Because I already showed last season how he just sat there.
Look, you know, the problem is that you don't get adversity in practice. It's scripted. The offensive coaches tell the defense what they want what it to look like so they can practice against, you know, what they hope will happen in the game. It's sort of stilted. It's sort of a setup so that everyone's protected. And that's why I wanted to get, I don't know, 10, 15 reps in the first preseason game. It used to be, once upon a time, you know, it was a long time ago, but we would play in I think it was the third preseason game. We would sometimes go into the second half. The starters would go the whole first half into the second half. And I felt a lot more confident that we were ready for the season. after that preseason game. These guys, they're at least the offense, they'll have no idea that the operation time is going to be what it needs to be. Getting the plays from the press box to the coaches on the sideline to the huddle itself. Yeah, we have a lot. We were told it was 95% new offense. I'd like to get the reps. I'd like to see our quarterback under center, which we know he hasn't done a whole ton of. We got a lot to work on.
And that's what he's showing this season, and if he hasn't had a bunch of under center during practice.
See, I think yes, you need to practice it to get it right. He has very little experience doing what they're going to ask him to do. You put the way that your hands are, like working with a new center, all of this is new.
Yeah, so that's going to show up. So now the chemistry is not even developed, so to speak, then. So you don't know the habits, you know, during the habits.
Every rep matters. Every rep helps all of that. So the more we can get, the better in my book.
TR, you got a who or what exceeded expectations?
Yeah, it's not a good outcome, but he got rich. Andrew Bynum, he never played a game, but he got super rich.
Yeah, so I guess he both exceeded his money expectations
and
whatever the opposite is as a player. All right, let's turn to give us an answer. Who or what exceeded expectations? Brian and Mount Laurel, what do you got, Bry?
This guy was a career-ending injury, fought through necrotizing fasciitis, Alex Smith.
Oh, yeah, coming back. That's a good one there. Jimmy and Trenton. Jimmy, you got a who or what exceeded expectations?
Yeah, I got George Washington turning the tide of the Revolutionary War in the winter of 76.
That's actually pretty good answer there. That was, not a
Joe
bad
was
answer.
Joe here, you might have a shot.
Yeah, that's right. Rob, Rob, give us an answer.
The amount of money that I spend for a budget for any home improvement project I ever do exceeds expectations every single time.
That's hilarious. That's a really good answer. Yeah, let's get one more in. Ryan in Southampton. Ryan, you got an answer?
Hey, how about Dude Perfect? A bunch of kids from Texas A&M doing everything all kids did, making videos.
Yeah, made a lot of money.
$400 million company.
Yeah, it's a good answer. A good answer.
Wow. Is it really worth that much?
Oh, yeah, Dude Perfect. They did good. Yeah.
Holy cow.
So a lot of great answers today, honestly. At the 1980 Olympic team, Jason Kelsey, Tom Brady, Charlie Manuel. I thought this Steph Curry, even though the expectations were high, exceeded them in the Olympics, was a fun answer. The 2017.
I love that answer.
I did too. Nick Foles obviously brought up. Keith Richards, in terms of living, was a very funny answer.
I thought TJ McConnell was a good one.
Where does everyone want to go with
Charlie
this?
Manuel?
Was a great one. Yeah.
Good one.
Or Steph in the spirit of the Olympic win, maybe?
Well, I think that was one of the more clever answers we got, because it was a lot of
but he's been
straight down the middle.
For so long.
Yeah. What do we think? Where are we voting?
You just said one, and I just...
Keith Richards.
I love Charlie Manuel. I love Steph Curry. Those are the two that I would choose from.
Okay, I was going to go Keith Richards.
I was going to go Keith Richards also.
All right, two votes for Keith.
That's fair. It's a great
choice. I was leaning that way, too. Let's go Keith Richards. Right, I think that's a winning answer. Mark in Downingtown, congratulations to Mark. All right, thank you to everyone who called in. Couldn't do the show without you. Thank you to Dan Wilson behind the glass, Justin Morgenstein doing a great job helping out the show. John, we'll be back tomorrow. Joe will return, we think. Joe will return tomorrow, so we'll see how that goes.
Imagine that.
Matt, what a thought. Joe DeCamera working, so we'll see how that goes.
I'll see. Right?
Yeah, we'll see. Either way, we'll be back tomorrow for sure. Rhea as well. So
great job, Jimmy.
Thanks, bud. I had a blast. For everyone, thank you for listening. Joe and Hugh coming up next.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.